You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: I won't let that happen. Title: Ain't No Rock. In the account from the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 27, 50, 53, King James Version, we witness the dramatic events surrounding Jesus' crucifixion and the subsequent phenomena that occurred. Matthew 27, 50, 53, King James Version. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Here, as Jesus yielded up his spirit, significant occurrences marked the momentous nature of his sacrifice. The temple veil tore, symbolizing the access granted to God through Christ's sacrifice. Earthquakes and the splitting of rocks emphasized the magnitude of this event, while the resurrection of saints foreshadowed the victory over death through Christ's resurrection. Many graves are in the graveyard between the Mount of Olives and the Eastern, or Ezekiel, gate. Jesus is coming and will enter Jerusalem again to claim his throne. This throne will then be in the New Jerusalem as described in Revelation 21, 1, 6. Revelation 21, 1, 6, King James Version. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Jesus' entrance will, as prophesied, be again through the Eastern Gate. Zechariah 14, 4, King James Version. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Matthew 24, 30, King James Version. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Zechariah 14, 9, King James Version. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Revelation 1, 7, King James Version. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. However, there is a problem we face in our current days. Around AD 1500, the Muslims, in the form of the Ottoman Turks, shut this gate down, completely cementing it up. Ezekiel 43, 4, King James Version. And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. Ezekiel 44, 1, King James Version. Then he brought me back the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary which looks toward the east, and it was shut. If Jesus was just a prophet according to the Quran, why are Muslims then trying so hard to block his return? Matthew 28, 19, 20, Common English Version. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I have told you. I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. Jesus is coming back, and his body will cry out with the seraphim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Isaiah 6:3. There is a huge difference between Islam and Christianity in those two verses of Matthew 28. Go out into the world and tell it that God loves you, has sent his Son to die for our sins, has given his Comforter, and told us the golden rule to do unto others as you want others to do unto you. Sayyid Qutb, a great leader, wrote in one of Islam's greatest books, Signposts. Demolish all governments and organizations that are established by man. The return of Allah's kingdom can only be established with a sword. Absolute rebellion is a must against anything on earth that conflicts with Islam, and to destroy it with great power. And Dr. Salah Saraya, another great Muslim leader and the father of Islamic liberation movement, Hezb-e-Tahrir, wrote the next pearl of wisdom. Islamic leaders of today are people of prayers. They have built mosques. They have reinforced fasting and prayer and do whatever it takes to have the appearance of good Muslims. Meanwhile, they carefully keep true Islam, which is violent jihad, from the hearts of Muslims. All these Muslims are infidels, and anyone who stands behind them or supports them is an infidel. There is great fear in the way that Islam is trying to conquer the world, bringing up stumbling blocks for the return of Christ. Not that a cemented gate will hold Jesus back, but it sure looks good. What is truly being said by the words, "Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place"? It is the call to go out into the world and fulfill the Great Commission, because when Jesus comes, the graves will break open, and the saints of God will rise again and follow the Christ, shouting, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. In our society, we see many of these stumbling blocks arise, little ones as they seem, but altogether they will build up to be many hurdles. Many hurdles for Christians to be that voice that proclaims the love of Jesus Christ into the world, so don't remain silent. Don't let the rocks cry out. Luke 19:40. The Lord pleases in a shout of praise and triumph. The Psalms are filled with it. Luke 19:40, King James Version. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Psalm 95:1, King James Version. O come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 113:2-3, King James Version. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Psalm 150:1, King James Version. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Psalm 98:4, King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Let your love for the Lord Jesus pour out, rejoice with a glorious, unspeakable, inexpressible joy, 1 Peter 1:8. Christians and Jews alike are shouting out and are saying no. Prepare a highway into the desert, as Isaiah says in Isaiah 40:3, Amplified Bible. A voice of one who cries, prepare in the wilderness the way of the Lord, clear away the obstacles. Make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God. One of those obstacles is the idea of having the Jewish people giving up more and more land for peace. creating more difficulties to access the Eastern Gate. The body of Christ is set out to be a voice in the desert, is set out to fulfill that great commission. This is not just for ministers and pastors, this is for all who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Not as in the Middle Ages with the sword, but with the words of Jesus, with love and conviction. Isaiah 35:8-9, King James Version. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there. It is the road to your eternal salvation, the road to Zion, the road to the banquet hall of the bridal dinner with the Lamb. The stones will break open, and the saints will cry out again. On our way to the holy city of God, a holy highway on which the faithful will make their way to Zion, the highest mountain on which Jerusalem is built, which will be destroyed and replaced by the New Jerusalem, on our way to the temple of God. To travel this road will not be easy. There is no relative truth, and there are no yes, buts. The family that we prayed for so hard, that we preached the word of God to, but that have not chosen to follow Christ, will not be able to walk this heavenly road. Painful choices need to be made, choosing God's will in the sight of those flames of affliction, counting the cost of walking the sacred way. Isaiah 57:14, Amplified Bible. And the word of one shall go forth, cast up, prepare the way. Take up the stumbling block out of the way of the spiritual return of my people. God himself will help and remove obstacles to its use by those who are following his will. Isaiah 62:10, Amplified Bible. Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard or ensign over and for the peoples. Clearing the way of the Lord for his people and for the followers of the Christ, following Jehovah Nissi, the standard, the flag, the banner of the Lord. Isaiah 35:8, Amplified Bible. And a highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the holy way. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed. The wayfaring men, yes, the simple ones and fools, shall not err in it and lose their way. The word of God says in Revelation 21:23 that Jesus, the Lamb, is its lamp. The word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light for me on my path. Psalm 119:105, Amplified Bible. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Isaiah 35:10, Amplified Bible. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 42:16, Amplified Bible. And I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness into light before them, and make uneven places into a plain. These things I have determined to do for them, and I will not leave them forsaken. Isaiah 43:19, Amplified Bible. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Have we been faithful, choosing Jesus in all we do, or have we chosen the world? Timothy says this about being a Christ follower and being a deacon. 1 Timothy 3:3-8, Amplified Bible. Not given to wine, not combative, but gentle and considerate, not quarrelsome, but forbearing and peaceable, and not a lover of money, insatiable for wealth, and ready to obtain it by questionable means, In like manner, the deacons must be worthy of respect, not shifty and double talkers, but sincere in what they say, not given to much wine, not greedy for base gain, craving wealth, and resorting to ignoble and dishonest methods of getting it. God has set out this road for the returning of his jubilant sons and daughters. Isaiah 43, 5, 9, King James Version. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.